You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Bar Lo Yisroch. The parsha begins how Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aaron HaKohen how to light the wicks of the menorah, where to stand, and how Aaron HaKohen did as he was commanded. And then the pasuk says, "Vezeh Maisa HaMenorah." This is how the menorah was built. Mikshazov. The pasuk pshat of Mikshazov means gold, which was beaten. And Rashi says a bit more, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu be'etzba, by pointing a finger. We have to know what that means, because we're not allowed to ascribe physical descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu how the menorah is supposed to look. The fish in his kashaboy, because it was hard for him to understand. So in the Sefer Likutei Yehuda and in other Likutim, which bring down shot him from the Chiddush Yarim, he asks, "L'chayra ein mokim aposik l'kan." Why are we discussing how the menorah was built at this point? We started off the parsha, as we said, talking about the procedure, and now Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe to explain Aaron the procedure. And the second question, although he doesn't articulate it, it's obvious from the answer that he's asking the second question. Why is Rashi telling us here how Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time understanding? Why was it important not only to say it here in this parsha? What was the significance? There were so many deep and holy things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to Moshe. Why was this specifically something which had to be hard for Moshe Rabbeinu to understand? So the Chiddush Yarim answers, "V'nira seems shebo lohoyros, it comes to teach us shemizeh shekosam maisa hamenoyro, this that it was hard for Moshe Rabbeinu to understand mizeh atzmoi yesh oyer yoisa." Obviously, there was some sort of hidden Kabbalah connotation that it was relayed to Moshe Rabbeinu, so he should have a hard time to understand it, because having difficulty understanding seems to enable the menorah to be lit with additional light, or perhaps, it seems to me, with more special kedusha in the light. This is something which further empowers the light of the menorah. If there's anything that a person strains himself because he has to understand it and he doesn't easily understand it, this hasoga, this understanding that comes through him through yegiya, enhances whatever it is that he's learning. And he brings down the Gemara Masechtas Megillah, "Yogati umatzosi tamen." Although Poshet Pshat of "Yogati umatzosi tamen" means that if you look for something and you find it, you can believe it. You can believe that he found it if he looked for it. That's Poshet Pshat. But according to the Chiddush Yarim, that if somebody works hard to understand something and he understands it, "Yogati umatzosi tamen," you can believe that he got additional wisdom and additional power from this, whatever it was that he was learning hard to do, that he was gifted with the ability to have a much deeper and better understanding of this subject because he worked hard to understand it. What this seems to tell us is that if you have two people, let's say two Talmidim in yeshiva, and one Talmid can go through whatever it is he's being taught very easily, but the second Talmud is having a very hard time that normally you would learn, that the person who's having a hard time learning is a lesser Talmud and perhaps even has a lesser understanding than the other Talmud who it came to him in a snap, in a breeze. But here the Chiddush Yarim is telling us that when sometimes you have a Talmud who has a harder time understanding, that in the end this that he will understand will be far greater than what the other Talmud, even though he seems to be smarter than the other Talmud. He has a greater understanding in whatever it is that he learned. And I have to tell you that this is a tremendous chizuk for Talmidim. I remember myself when I was in the yeshiva, a young boy, and I was trying to learn the Torah that my Rebbe was teaching me, and there were kids in the same class that, oh, they got it right away. These were always the guys that got the highest marks on their tests. And it's natural that the other Talmidim who have a much harder time learning, they're jealous of these other bachurim, their friends, and they feel inferior, deficient, because it's taken them longer to understand. But from this Chadush HaYarim, we see that it could be that the Talmud who learns, and it's harder for him to learn, is gifted a greater amount of understanding when he does figure it out. And it's very interesting. The language that we quoted, Mezeh atzmo yesh oil yoisa, there is an additional light that is perceived by the person who is having a harder time. And that is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, this answers our question, why did this particular inyan of the light of the menorah and the menorah itself, why was this so hard for Moshe Rabbeinu to understand? It's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give him the ability to have the additional insight. And for him to get the additional insight, it had to be hard for him to learn. These seems to be the words of the Chiddush HaYarim. And it's not a coincidence, dear friends, that by the Or HaMenorah specifically, it's brought down that the Tzaddikim, the Mekubalim, the great Rebbes, that they used to sit by lighting of the menorah for a long time, just gazing at the light of the menorah. And as it says in the Bnei Yisrael, v'shem Rebbein Chosel Koratza, that the light of the Or HaGonus is hidden in the light coming out of the menorah. And dear friends, this Yisoy that we just said from the Chiddush HaYarim, this connects to the very famous sugya of Amelus B'Torah, the Litvishe Gedolim, the Chassidishe Gedolim, the Mekubalim, they all talk about this. This helps explain the Kabbalah nature of this concept. It will also help explain a story which seems to be unexplainable, but with this Yisoy that we just mentioned, we maybe have a mahalach, that there was a certain merchant who was a chassid of Reb Aaron Leib from Primishlan. Reb Aaron Leib was the father of Reb Merel Primishlana, and he came from a long line of Balei Ruach HaKodesh, and Reb Aaron Leib was a Talmud of the Zlot Shavu Magen and the Rebbe Reb Melech. And there was a certain merchant who was passing through Lizhensk, and he wanted to visit the Rebbe Reb Melech. And he went to the mikveh of Shabbos, and he was prepared to be with his Rebbe, the Rebbe Elimelech. So when he came to Shiel, the Rebbe Reb Melech asked him, "Are you not one of the Chassidim of Reb Aaron Leib of Primishlan? Tell me, why is your Rebbe such a balgaiva?" And this chassid nearly fainted. He was shocked to hear that Rebbe Reb Melech referred to his Rebbe, Reb Aaron Leib, like he was a balgaiva. And every Suda on Shabbos, he was mekar of this chassid very much, but he kept on saying over and over again to Rebbe Reb Melech, "Why is your Rebbe such a balgaiva?" And before he left, he told this chassid, "I want you to tell the Rebbe that I said in my name that he should not be such a balgaiva." So this chassid was very depressed. He didn't know how to go home and tell his Rebbe what the Rebbe Reb Melech said, but he decided he had no choice because he was given a very clear directive from the Rebbe Reb Melech. Because Reb Aaron Leib would certainly ask him, did he see anything or hear anything noteworthy or quotable while he was gone? So he decided he has to come out with this message from the Rebbe Reb Melech, exactly what he heard, as unpleasant as it was for him to relate. So when he told it to his Rebbe, he became very depressed, and he said, "Woe is me, who knows what kind of navera I did, and what kind of blemish the tzaddik has discerned in me. I don't even know what my avera is, so how can I do tshiva?" So again, very briefly, he set himself up that he and his Rebbetzin should go to Lizhensk for Shabbos, and when he got there, he was sure that if the Rebbe said he was such a balgaiva, then he would not be granted admission to the Tish Friday night. So Reb Aaron Leib asked his Rebbetzin to go out to the marketplace to buy a bottle of wine and challah, while he himself went off to the mikvah, Lekuvit Shabbos. So when Reb Aaron Leib went into Rebbe Reb Melech's house, he found that he was among hundreds of chassidim that wanted to get the shalom of Rebbe Reb Melech before Shabbos. But he went careful to go with his head bowed down so that Tzaddik should not see his face. But of course it didn't help, because Rebbe Reb Melech had one sense that this was Reb Aaron Leib, and he wanted to call him back. But Reb Aaron Leib wanted to hide himself. So he went back to his lodging place. And he went to a nearby shul, vice versa, not the shul of the Rebbe Reb Melech. And he went back to his little rented room, and he sang Shalom Aleichem. And at the same time, the Rebbe Reb Melech asked his shamas and his chassidim to search through the whole town until they found Reb Aaron Leib. And when they found him, the Rebbe Reb Melech instructed them, they should say that Reb Melech says that you must come to his tish, that's what they should tell Reb Reuven Leib, and that he himself, meaning the Rebbe Reb Melech, would not sit down to his own tish until Reb Reuven Leib came to him. So again, they set out and searched the whole town and all the rooms, and they found him in this house of a penniless Malamed on the outskirts of town, and they told him what the Rebbe Reb Melech said. So he had no choice. He had to go with the Chassidim to the Rebbe Reb Melech. Rebbe Reb Melech sat the Reuven Leib down next to him. But several times in the course of the Suda, the Rebbe Reb Melech said over and over again, who would believe that Reuven Leib should be such a Balgaiva? Every Suda. So you can just imagine how distraught Reuven Leib was to hear this. Before he left after Shabbos, he went to say goodbye to the Zegen and Zach, that's the meeting by Chassidim. And he wanted to find out what was Rebbe Reb Melech talking about, that he had to do tshuva because of being a Balgaiva. So finally, the Rebbe Reb Melech told him, is there any greater gaiva than this? On many occasions, Eliyahu HaNavi has come to me with the complaint that you don't want to learn Torah from his mouth. He, Eliyahu HaNavi, wanted to teach you Torah and you refuse. Think how many tzaddikim have longed and yearned for this privilege, and you declined the offer? I promised Eliyahu that I would try to persuade you to change your mind. So Reuven Leib said a very fascinating answer. He said, I'm afraid, Rebbe, that even after what you just told me, I cannot agree to learn with Eliyahu HaNavi. So Rebbe Mel said, why not? So Reuven Leib said that I want to do my own hard work in the study of Torah, like it says in Tehillim, Yagia kipecha ki soichel ashrecha v'toivloch, that you should work hard at your avoida, and if you do, you are praised, and it will be good for you. And the Gemara also says, Amar Reish Lakish, Ein HaTorah Niknas, or Miskaimin, there are two different girsas, Ela B'mi Shemeimis Atzma Yalel, Shenema, Adam Kiyomus Ba'oil. The Gemara learns from the Pasuk, Adam Kiyomus Ba'oil, that you have to, in a manner of speaking, cause yourself so much pain, if necessary, to learn Torah, that it's considered Meimis Atzma Yalel, that you're dying for the sake of the Torah. So I don't want to be instructed by Eliyahu HaNavi. I want to learn myself and shtag myself. So now that we have this Yisoid from the Chiddush Yarim, it makes a little bit more sense, because even though it's hard for us to imagine the tremendous madrega of having the opportunity to learn with Eliyahu HaNavi, but if you mitzvah, like we say in English, if you cause yourself even pain to try to understand things that are ununderstandable, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you special kedusha and insight into the Torah. You will, and that's why Reuven Leib did not want to learn from Eliyahu HaNavi, and that's why Rebbe Reb Melech gave him wonderful bruchas and did not insist and did not persist in calling him a Balgaiva. He validated Reuven Leib's position. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. Habo l'tayr Messiah loy. This is the type of siyata d'shmaya we're talking about. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the merit of the fact that we try hard to learn the best we can ourselves, and we buy whatever sforim we need, and we get the right chavrusas, and we talk and learning. This is all a melus b'Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be zeicha in the schus of the Torah Kedosha and the tzaddikim who are our greatest advocates, both the tzaddikim in this world and those who are already in Olam Ha'Elyon, we should be zeicha to refuos and yeshuas for us, for Kol Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.